This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I have the opportunity to be with the two WDFAR scholarship winners, Jessica Igo and Scott Howard. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Excellent today.
So, Jessica, I want to start off. We were talking a little bit offline before the interview. You come from a family that actually raises cattle, and you did your undergrad at Texas A&M. You're a native Texan. So how did you get involved in, you know, you're working on your PhD. You know, how did you get involved in all of this?
Well, I grew up in the industry. We have a cow-calf operation and then eventually developed into a feedlot operation and showed steers through 4-H and FFA. So have been a big beef has been a big part of my life ever since I was born. And then I went to Texas A&M to further my education and got really involved in the meat science aspect of everything. So I've kind of hit all aspects of the beef industry and have started a PhD at Colorado State University.
Great. Now, Scott, how did you get involved in the beef industry?
Similar pathway. I became quite active in 4-H, and that led to my purchase of just a single Angus heifer that started our development of a small seed stock herd of Angus cattle back home. And that led me down the path to Colorado State and initially into meat science and to where I'm at today. So,
Jessica, you're working on your PhD at Colorado State. Can you talk a little bit about the focus of your research right now and how this scholarship is going to help you?
The focus of my research project is the National Beef Quality Audit. And what my focus is are the face-to-face interviews in phase one. And so we're talking to everyone from the feeders to the grocery stores and restaurants and trying to get an idea of what they're looking for in their beef products and trying to develop the best products to suit what they're looking for.
Scott, how about you?
My research is primarily focused on beef tenderness. Through my master's degree, I was involved with an instrument grading system that was attempting to predict beef tenderness, and now I'm working on a beef tenderness survey. Specific to the scholarship, certainly this will allow me to become just fully engrossed within that and allow me to really commit wholeheartedly to that and hopefully provide a better outcome in the end. So
you guys getting some pressure to finish your research a little bit faster? It sounds like the work you're doing is going to be really important in the industry.
It will be very important, and I didn't answer the question earlier. WDFAR scholarship will absolutely help fund that and hopefully lead what we're doing with our research to make a difference when we get out and actually get a job in the industry.
So, Scott, what is your next step? It looks like you should be graduating in 2013, correct? So what are your plans after that?
My plans are to go out into the industry and serve as a role in a research scientist position somewhere. Where that will be, obviously, I'm not real sure of yet. Ideally, I would like to become involved with a potentially vertically coordinated type of beef production system that's really quality-oriented and focused on the end product for the consumer.
Great. And Jessica, what are your plans?
Well, I graduate May 2012. So that's coming up real soon. Hopefully, similarly, research technologist position, and hopefully trying to figure out different ways to implement tenderness strategies or different ways to improve the beef product once it gets to the packer and on down.
Well, great. Well, I'll go ahead and help you guys, give you guys a plug. Since you're so close to graduation here, maybe these companies who are going to want to hire you should start recruiting you right now.
Thank you very much. It's appreciated.
Great. Thanks and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.